Earlier this month, Fulton County resident Stacy Hopkins got a notice from her local registrar
saying that if she did not respond in 30 days, she would be moved to the inactive voter list.
That's Sean Young with the ACLU of Georgia, who says they're prepared to sue the county and the Secretary of State's office. Hopkins had moved within Fulton County last year. The ACLU argues that under the federal National Voter Registration Act and state law, the county should just automatically update addresses for voters like Hopkins,
not sending them intimidating notices threatening to purge them from the rolls.
Richard Barron disagrees that that's what's going on here. He heads Fulton County's Department of Registration and Elections.
All it's asking you to do is mail back a postcard.
Notices like this went out to almost 50,000 Fulton County voters, and Barron says the state requires all counties to make sure the voter rolls match with the U.S. Post Office's list of changed addresses.
If we don't have an accurate voting roll, we have voters tied to an address, and it could put them in the incorrect voting districts.
Barron says being on the inactive list doesn't stop you from voting in any way. When you do vote, you go right back to being on the active list. But if you stay inactive for two federal election cycles, your registration could be canceled. Doug Hess specializes in federal voter registration law at Grinnell College.
This letter could be confusing if it causes someone to think inactive status means you can't vote.
He's not sure this violates federal law, but he says states should be interested in minimizing any procedure that could risk removing eligible voters from the rolls. Lisa Hagan, WABE News.